I teach kindergarten. And as a volunteer firefighter, you can always count on me to be there for my community.
On a recent drill night at the Petersburg Fire Department, volunteers previewed a new State Firefighter Association recruitment ad.
Call 1-800-FIRELINE and become an Alaskan emergency responder.
The ad features firefighters from several Alaska towns, including Petersburg, which is always in search of new volunteers. Last fall, the local department began looking towards a younger group of potential recruits, high schoolers.
I'm Lauren Yeager, and I'm 17, and I started the volunteer program last, I think, November, whenever it started.
Yeager is one of eight students in the department's new junior firefighter program.
My family's been very active in the fire department. My dad is one of the captains on the fire department, so I've pretty much grown up around here, so I just wanted to be involved and take part in my community and do something different. So,
is this something that you think if you stayed in Petersburg or came back to Petersburg at some point you would continue doing after high school?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I plan on joining when I'm 18, so I hope to do that and continue my experience here.
My name is Bob Jackson, and actually tonight is my first night being here, so new guy.
What prompted you to get involved?
Well, I guess mainly because both my parents work for the Forest Service. They're very active in fire, and they've gone out in fires and done stuff like that. And my aunt down south, she's also a volunteer fire department. And so then I always hear her go out on calls and stuff like that, and I've always thought it would be interesting to see what it's like and get the experience and stuff.
17-year-old David Marifern joined up last fall.
The training's been really cool. It's really awesome to see everyone here working with, just doing what they do.
Is this something you think you would continue doing if you stayed in Petersburg when you're an adult?
Definitely. If I ever return to Petersburg, I'll definitely come back to the fire department.
Another junior firefighter is 17-year-old Asa Albach, who also joined last year.
Mostly it's been drill nights and fires, so it's you get to get on the truck and find out how to work the different machines, and it's really fun. You get to help the community, and you get to have fun.
Firefighter Paul Jennings helped come up with the junior program. Jennings says their approach in training the younger volunteers is not much different than for the adults.
Last year, we ended up bringing these juniors through the Firefighter 1 with the adults, and they had very few limitations. We found out that we were able to do almost anything and everything that the adults did.
One of the only limits on junior volunteers is that they can't go into burning buildings, but there's a lot more they can do, according to Lieutenant Troy Tinas, another program organizer.
There's a lot to be done besides just running into a burning building or going taking a hose line into the building. They can man hose lines themselves from the exterior of the building and provide exposure protection for surrounding buildings. They can bring us tools. They can pull hoses for us and get equipment ready. They can put ladders up to buildings. There's any number of tasks they can do on the exterior of a building. Which is very beneficial to what is going on as far as the interior fire tanks go.
Tina says the junior firefighter program serves a dual purpose for the community.
One was to give kids something else to do. And something besides school sports and something that could benefit the community. And then it was going to be a benefit to the fire department as well, just having extra hands on the fire scene.
So what we're going to do tonight is it'll be up at the hospital, the medical center, and this is on Fram Street, that little horseshoe park.
On drill nights like these, they practice setting up equipment and responding to mock fire scenes around town. About 20 adult and junior volunteers gathered together in the briefing room as Fire Marshal Ryan Weldy explained the scenario for the evening.
And just like last week, one member will hop out and take the hydrant, and the engineer will make the connection from LDH to pump.
After the short briefing, it was time for volunteers to don their protective clothing, which they call turnout gear. The junior firefighters get the same gear as the adults. And they were soon on board the trucks with lights flashing for the short ride up to the medical center, the site of the imaginary fire. The junior members joined the adults in setting up and manning hoses and ladders. Firefighter Paul Jennings.
We do these drills so that we work out all the kinks so that hopefully when a real incident, we don't have anything go wrong. Right now we're we're simulating a two-story building that is on fire, and we're trying to get everything together so that we can put this building out. The great thing about the junior program is that the juniors are participating as much as possible.
Some volunteers train on a fire hose, while Assistant Chief Dave Berg schools others in ladder techniques.
It is a two-story building, but each story is better than 12 feet high, so a 24 is not going to work for this particular building. With our simulation, a smaller ladder would work fine.
Okay. So, Bynum, is it making your head spin yet?
Yeah, the adrenaline's pumping.
We're not even burning anything.
I know.
It takes a lot of people to fight a big fire. Even with 19 firefighters on the scene, there was plenty to do. Volunteer Fire Chief Jared Cook is hopeful the junior firefighter program could help replenish the ranks in the future as older volunteers leave the department.
Well, one of the problems we were running into is we were having a hard time picking up those kids that were out of school between the ages of 18 and 25. We just weren't picking those folks up and retaining them. So we decided to try the junior program where they're in high school and looking for something else to do. And we're hoping that we'll be able to retain some of those guys once they graduate and get a younger crew started. Because right now there's a large number of older gentlemen in the department, and there's a big gap in the younger age group. And so my hope personally was that some of these folks, if they choose to stay in town, will stay in the department also.
Soon, the volunteers returned to the hall to wrap things up before they headed for home. I shut off my tape recorder, ready to do the same, when a real fire call came in.
Doug, how many people?
And within just a few minutes, the fire crews, including a junior volunteer, were on their way back out the road. In this case, residents had gotten the fire under control by the time the engines arrived on scene, but junior volunteers have been part of the response to more serious fires over the past year. High schoolers have to be at least 15 years old to take part in the junior firefighter program. Students and adults who are interested in volunteering can contact the department at 772-3355. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.